News on Friday, November 6, 2009, on microphone Marlenka in studio Yahalom. Keep the rain gear ready. Rainy weather continues. The winter monsoon is in full swing, for which we are almost grateful, despite the fact that the roads are rivers of red. Throughout the weekend, 28 to 31 millimeters of rainfall expected. Temperature range 31 degrees at noon, 24 in the early morning. East-northeasterly winds 14 to 18 kilometers per hour. The housing situation is still in crisis mode, despite the ongoing work of the housing service and the various architects doing their best. An informal goodwill meeting has been created to enable solutions to arise to solve the house-sitting problems faced by newcomers, a chance to brainstorm ideas for a possible house-sitting service. At La Terrasse, above the Solar Kitchen, Saturday, November 7th, 6 p.m. Oroville is not complete, that is, the lands required to fill in the existing city in the making are not yet acquired fully. A land fund group has been in existence for some time, now operating under the new name of Lands for Oroville Unified. As land prices continue to escalate, it's imperative to have the missing pieces of this puzzle filled in. Otherwise, the untenable situation of, for instance, a school of Oroville or a residential community with perhaps a village sawmill or a battery of roadside shops or even a roadside mechanic shop or some such, invaluable as they may be in themselves, would be inappropriate for all concerned as close neighbors. Oroville is planned in a galaxy configuration with zones, for instance, residential, cultural, industrial, greenbelt, city center, etc. For further information, email lfau@oroville.org.in. Contributions for land purchase for Oroville should be in the name of Oroville Unity Fund, with an accompanying note designating the offering as meant for Lands for Oroville Unified. A joint offering by the University of Human Unity and the educational program Living Roots Oroville offers an integral sustainability seminar series to explore and integrate different sustainable practices in Oroville. On Saturday, November 7th, and the topic is nutrition, organic farming, agricultural activities, food link, holistic food systems, and raw food philosophy, offered at Unity Pavilion, 9 to noon. At the request of the team of Quiet Healing Center located on the beach, some interfacing is happening with PondiCAN, that's Pondicherry Citizens Action Network, to find short and long-term solutions to the rapid erosion in that area. PondiCAN does very good work on this important issue at all levels of government and with many NGOs and expert consultants. This from the mother. Fear. It's an impurity, one of the greatest impurities, one of those that come directly from anti-divine forces which want to destroy truth and harmony and action on earth. The first duty of those aspiring towards truth is to eliminate from their consciousness with all their might, sincerity, and endurance even the shadow of any fear. To progress on one's path, one must never indulge in that petty, feeble, nasty shrinking back on oneself, which is fear. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville radio.org, and thank you for listening.